15 Basalt High School students are asking the question, how do you know when you're home? The students, all newcomers to the U.S., have been working with a local artist to create the new art-based exhibit, Home, Unpacking Self and Place. It opens this evening. I attended a class and found that these students are using art to reflect on the home they left behind while becoming a part of their new one. Basalt High School teacher Leticia Guzman Ingram's students were all living in other countries just a few months ago, El Salvador or Mexico. This is one student's first week in the U.S. Now they're laughing and joking in the art base as they put on white smocks to cover their school clothes.
Axel, we're going to get you a suit.
Local artist Mixie is helping the class create a mural for Home. He stands beside a whiteboard at the front of the room, dry erase marker in hand.
Okay, chicos, venga, sita, por favor.
Mixie starts by asking the students to brainstorm things that remind them of home. Students shout answers as he scrawls them quickly on a whiteboard.
Aquí, en esta área. Montañas.
Montañas, mountains, are at least one thing that these students see in Basalt, too. Right now, home for most of them is the country they were forced to leave, like Brian. He's soft-spoken, wearing a backwards baseball hat. I'm not using last names because some of them are undocumented. Brian describes why he came to the U.S. as his teacher Guzman Ingram translates.
Okay, so he said he's from El Salvador and he came here because his family brought him here because of all the problems in El Salvador.
What problems?
¿Qué problemas en El Salvador?
Maras y pandillas.
Gangs and violence. Lots of gangs.
Brian says that he's happy to be in Basalt.
He's not scared here.
Another student, Lorena, is eager to share her story. She says she came to the Roaring Fork Valley from El Salvador to live with her mother. Is your mom in Basalt?
Is tu mamá está aquí en Basalt?
Sí.
How long has it been since you had seen her?
¿Cuántos años era cuando mira?
Sí.
6 years. She hadn't seen her in 6 years.
The mural is an opportunity for Lorena to share her story with her new community. Abby Gerke is the Art Base's youth programs manager.
It gives these kids a voice in a way that they might not have had and maybe not have expected.
Artist Mixie agrees that this project helps the students find strength as they learn a new language and negotiate a new country.
I think that giving kids the ability to be creative and to be creative without fear of judgment kind of builds bravery.
Mixie says he wants the students to feel ownership over the home exhibit.
That's kind of what we're trying to do, is give them the power, give them the artistic, creative rights to this whole thing, you know. So, and I'm just here listening and trying to help them express that the best way possible.
On the lawn outside the art base, Abby Gerke has laid out huge white pieces of foam board.
We're going to work on it.
She pours yellow, red, and blue paint onto plates as students outline mountains and a river in pencil. Student Lorena is smiling as she grabs a brush and starts to paint a yellow sun.
She says it's fun because she's working with her friends and it's beautiful.
Lorena is reunited with her mother, making friends and laughing in the sun today. It's as good a start as any on making a new home. And when community members come to the exhibit's opening, Guzman Ingram says it's yet another step in helping the students carve out a new place here.
And then they start feeling like, this is really different, but you know what? The people accept me. Doesn't matter the color of my skin. You know, I can be a part of this community no matter what.
Tonight's opening might help these students start to think of Basalt as, if not home exactly, a place where they're welcome. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.